אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
Reading from Kabbalah for the Student, page 115, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, item 11. You can also find, not also, but you can find it on Kabbalah for the Student, item 11, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, page 115. And you can ask questions live through Cab TV. Selected questions will be aired. Item 11. And the words and the worlds cascaded onto the reality of this corporeal world to a place where there is a body and a soul and a time of corruption and a time of correction. Meaning, it's not this world what we're reading about, but it's a place, it's a desire in which there is a corruption and a correction and a process of corrections. Such a reality is called this world. For the body, which is the will to receive for itself, so it's not our flesh, extends from its root in the thought of creation. And it says there that we have to reach the equivalence of form with the intention in order to bestow. Through the system of the impure worlds, as it is written, and a wild ass's colt is born a man. And he remains under the authority of that system for the first 13 years, which is the time of corruption. 13 years, it simply says so. It's just a number for the time of corruption. There are additional matters here that Bala Sulami writes them so, especially in a way that... in order to, well, not to exactly confuse us, but an uncorrected person needn't know things that might stand in his way. We know that 13 years in spirituality, this is already the state of Gadlut. To reach the degree of Yud Gimel of 13, it's a degree that he has finished correcting. He has finished his Galgalta Einayim and he starts correcting his Achap. It's not a time of correction, but it's in the myth of correction. And by engaging in mitzvot from 13 years of age onwards, in order to bestow contentment upon his Maker, he begins to purify the will to receive for himself, imprinted in him, and slowly turns it to be in order to bestow. By that he extends a holy soul from its root in the thought of creation. And it passes through the system of the pure worlds and dresses in the body. This is the time of correction. Meaning, the will to receive, called guf, body, it is corrected in order to bestow, and to the extent of its bestowal, or to the extent of its equivalence of form with the light, or the neshama, or the nefesh, regardless how you call it, it dresses in the desire, in the guf, the body. It means that the soul dresses in the guf, corresponding to the corrections that the guf can make upon itself. Is that clear? You want to ask about that? Okay. He says here that the guf is the will to receive for oneself. And on item 10, he says the excessive will to receive, which is the essence of the souls. Meaning in the end, in the beginning of item 11, he says that as the world's cascaded onto the reality of this corporeal world to a place where there's a body and a soul. The question is whether the guf is the will to receive or is the neshama, the soul, the will to receive. The will to bestow. Why are you playing with my voice? The will to bestow, that the will to receive acquires, namely the intention or to bestow. There is no desire to bestow in a creature. The desire to bestow is only the creator. Creator equals a desire in order to bestow. The creature is always a will to receive. Is that clear? This is called the will to receive, or it's called guf, body. This will to receive, it is corrected, plus the intention in order to bestow. This is called correction. Where does the correction come from? Because on the way from above downwards, the will to receive, which was created, which was simply a will to receive called guf, this will to receive, at first it gets the intention in order to receive. In order to receive, which is called impurity, shell, klipa, on purpose. It gets the opposite intention, and our entire work is to come from this intention, this corrupted intention, to the corrected intention. This is our entire work through the exertion. Now, what does soul mean? Soul means the very will to receive called the corrected guf in order to bestow. It is called soul. Or it's called the body of the soul, guf shel haneshama. And if so, corresponding to its equivalence of form, according to the law of equivalence of form, does it receive light? The light of the neshama, of the soul. Yes. Rob, so why does he say here that, go sentence by sentence, what bothers you? Because it's really a question. The first question, why does he write the world cascaded onto the reality of this corporeal world to a place where there is a body and a soul? Meaning only in our corporeal body there is a reality of a body and soul. What is our world? He writes this world. What is this world? Are you in this world? The corporeal nature? I don't know. So why are you ascribing these things to you? A corporeal? I don't know, because all that is said in this book has nothing to do with you, neither the corporeal. Corporeal means in order to receive. You're before the in order to receive. You're yet nothing. We ascend during the time of preparation, the preparation. We ascend above the machzum, and then we start receiving, or start getting the evil inclination here. And from this side we get the sanctity, the light, and then we start resurrecting ourselves through the middle line. we're yet below the corporeal world. Corporeal means that I am in the will to receive, and I'm against the Pharaoh. The Pharaoh is called the corporeal world. It's what corporeal desire do I have? What? Sex, food, family, money, honor, knowledge, control. These? No one's talking about those desires at all. You're in a dream now, and in this dream you have these pleasures corresponding to which you live, because your goals are imaginary. Body and soul and partition. This is called body, and this is called soul, the corrupted body, the guf hamekulkal. And this is called the soul. When you will receive this entire light, then it will be the light of the neshama. And to the extent to which you can put them together or collect them together, then corresponding to the state of your engaging in them within yourself, do you build the world, your world, Asiya, Briya, Yetzira, Tzilut, and so on. This is your world that you build. If not for you, there's no world at all. There's only this world. Yeah, please, here, Klipa, here, Kedusha, do whatever you feel like. There are no worlds without the creature. The worlds, the olamot, coming from the word halamot, concealments, are my inner concealments, which I arranged the way I do, that with respect to me they can exist, where on the one hand the envelope, this wrapping, keeps me the same way a shell keeps the fruit from the upper light towards which I cannot yet be revealed. And with respect to these worlds, I can already be to a certain extent, in order to bestow and a certain adjustment towards the Creator. I build the worlds. The worlds, they don't exist simply so in vain, and I'm somewhere out there like we draw it. So, what's always before me? The corrupted me and the power of the light that is on the other side at my disposal, please. So, if I understand correctly, when he writes that it extends from its root, it means that I draw it. I draw it from its root, and the goof, meaning the goof, and it has to go through the system of the world of impurity. Yes. Meaning the second system of the intention in order to, within my corrupt will to receive, there is a system. This desire is divided into plenty of degrees that gradually awaken in me as the impure systems. No, the systems of impurity. How is it possible to extend something if there is no desire to begin with? This is what I'm asking. You're given.
In the beginning, initially you're given a point in the heart. This is something outside not tied to me? What do you mean it's not tied to you? I don't get you. There's nothing outside. I'm drawing upon the body. What body? What are you talking about, Rav says? He writes, you're drawn from the root because the body wishes to draw it to itself, drawn from its root. Who draws? Rav says, not who draws. Nobody draws. Drawn from its root, meaning there is its root, the thought of creation. That it comes from there. That from this intention, according to this intention, he's found to be in this state called this world. You don't know Hebrew? What does this mean? It's drawn from its root, meaning there is the root and it exists there from its root. Don't think it just comes like this and it draws. This is what's called drawn from its root. That there is this intention upon the state of the body, a place in its root. That in its root it is clear that the body will be in this world, divided to Klipa and Kedusha, Shell and Sanctity, and the struggle between them. Already there in its root, it's clear that it, from according to the root, the light is creatures. So that's what's not clear, he says. The creation was already made. The body exists in its root. No, no. This is called root, not body. When he is in this world, in all its greatness of corruption, that is called that he is present. The souls have concatenated up until Biyah of this world, where here we have reality of the body. Let's read it again, because I have nothing more to say. Let's continue. We're still on page 115 in Kabbalah for the student. And so he accumulates degrees of holiness from the thought of creation and Ein Sof, infinity, until they aid him in turning the will to receive for himself in him to be entirely in the form of reception in order to bestow contentment upon his maker, and that it all for himself. By that one acquires the equivalence of form with his maker, because reception in order to bestow is regarded as pure bestowal. In Masechet Kiddushim it is written that with an important man she gives and he says, by that you are sanctified. Because when his reception is in order to delight her, the giver, it is deemed absolute bestowal and giving. Thus, one buys complete adhesion with him. For spiritual adhesion is but equivalence of form. As our sages said, how is it possible to cleave unto him? Rather, cleave unto his qualities. And by that, one becomes worthy of receiving all the delight and pleasure and the gentleness in the thought of creation. Questions? So, by the corrections that come to us from our awakening, that beyond the point in the heart that I have received, and by suffering, meaning the sensation of emptiness, the question arose in me, what's the point of my life? I got this point in the heart which gives me, along with it, the sensation of being drawn forward to that there is a point in life, but one which is spiritual. That's what Rav writes. There's a point of life, spiritual in parentheses. So what we need is the vessel. The vessel I acquire only by turning to the group. And the group gives me in return its desire. Rav writes, desire of the group. And then we have connected here the points in the heart, and that in the connection among them I have my vessel to the extent that I've succeeded to connect with them. And by succeeding to connect with them, of course, all these things occur by the light that reforms, yes, from the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah. So if I have succeeded of connecting a sum total of points, then I come to a state of equivalence with the light, resemblance, and receive something desire to bestow called a formation of my soul. And by joining to me more and more points, my soul grows each time more and more. I receive in this manner more light, and until I reach the world of Ein Sof, where all the points, and each and every one its only points, it has its own root point which remains. All the points are connected in me 620 times more in force, because I connected them against my ego. And this actually what gave me the intensity compared to what we have, what we had in Malchut En Sof as one single black point. This is Malchut before the breaking, and even before, well, it's in its preceding state. As the point of light incorporated of all the points. These are the souls in their root. And now the souls have grown till it's connected to itself, all the points, supplying all of them, all the livelihood, and with respect to all the rest of the points, she's as the creator. And in this manner, each one of them receives the height, the status, the level of the creator. What does it mean that to connect to myself the points in the heart? By love thy neighbor as thyself. Well, you don't understand? I agree with that. But that's what's written. I have no other answer. All the rest is experience. I myself don't know. What does it mean to connect all the points to myself? I wish. I have not reached that yet. I don't know what that is. But that's what's written. I'm telling you seriously. I'm not presently in that as well. Maybe a bit more than you, but still not. This is the end of correction. But these things are very high. But Tess, the Zohar, all these books are writing from that height, from that level. What's the result of all this? What is revealed from this? Oh, that's clear. Adhesion with the Creator. Adhesion with the Creator. That's what's revealed. When I understand Him, I reveal Him. What is Him? That same force which created me. And I become like Him. And in this I become a bestower to Him. And this, for me, is very important. That's what I love. That's what I desire. Well, what can I say? That's how it is. Let's continue. Letter 12. Thus, we have clearly explained the correction of the will to receive, imprinted in the souls by the thought of creation. For the Creator has prepared for them two systems, one opposite the other, through which the souls pass and divide into two discernments, body and soul, which dress in one another. And through Torah and Mitzvot, they finally turn the form of the will to receive to be as the form of the will to bestow. Meaning, we have in this entire reality a point which has to connect. Let's say this is my soul. And I have to connect it with all the rest of the points which are presently here. To the extent that I connect myself to them, my vessel becomes greater and greater and greater until I become the entire one, like this. And in this we reach the end of correction. What did he say? Read that again? And through Torah Mitzvot. Oh yes, and through Torah Mitzvot. What does that mean? The vessel being small or large, it is incorporated or made up of, let's say 613. It's more well known than 620. So 613 desires, which are all on the will to receive, which is called a sin, corruption, impurity. Shell, Klipa, and I correct it by the light that reforms, that should, they should all turn to be on the intention to bestow. And thus, every sin turns to be a mitzvah. Every avera turns to be a mitzvah. So first we have the avera, the sin. The second is the correction, and the third step is the mitzvah. There is no way a person does not go through these stages. Before the sin also, he has to go through the period of preparation. Otherwise, he will never see that he's even presently in this, in the sin at all. That's how each and every degree is. This preparation includes work in the group, study, much effort, scrutinizations. Then he begins to see that he's in the evil inclination and not the good inclination, as it may seem to him beforehand, and how he has to divide himself and relate to reality, that he has to draw the light that reforms to correct him, and not just that he is capable of this on his own. And then there comes the light that corrects him in stages of ibui nika mochin, and then it's called that he brings the desire to the intention to bestow, called a mitzvah. This is our entire way, our entire path. And that's how it is in each and every state, in each and every degree, that we have these four stages. You could divide them further. I want to ask, wait, I cannot hear you. What's wrong with you? I want to go a bit back. He says that we have to go and acquire degrees, acquire equivalence of form, complete adhesion. This is like by a friend. This depiction of connecting to the souls, acquiring other points. What do I have to let go of? Hate, Rav says. The hate.
Oh, what else do you have to give up? The hate? What? I don't feel that you don't feel because you didn't go through the time preparation yet. Therefore, you don't feel that you're in number one transgression. And to the extent to which you feel that you're in transgression, you wish to perform a correction, and then in order to achieve the mitzvah. Meaning it all depends on the preparation. Our problem is how to quickly go through the time of preparation in order for us to discover that we are in transgression, in impurity, in the shell, which is entirely me. All my desires, all of my thoughts, the best, the worst, from all sides and directions, whatever I do, I don't, I'm entirely all one big great sin. I'm making efforts in order to connect to my friends, and you're telling me now, maybe do the opposite, maybe you're doing harm, maybe I have to discover the hatred. No, you can discover the hatred only corresponding to the light coming to you and showing you the truth. You yourself can't discover anything. Who are you to be able to reveal anything at all? You're capable of making efforts, whatever you can do. And the Kabbalists, they tell you what to do. Don't write any new Torah. There are enough such. You have advice from the Kabbalists of what to do. You have to try and achieve love in others as thyself. As a reward for your efforts, you will feel that you hate everyone. And even a greater reward, you will feel that you're evil. You yourself are evil. And then, a greater reward is that you will feel that you are capable of asking, not doing anything on your own, but asking for the upper light to change you. These are the stages we have to go through. And it's all by the exertion, especially the group effort, yourself, there's nothing to think about at all. A person is incapable. This is why he's being brought to a group. Because he himself, on his own, he can't. Maybe even in the group he's alone, but that's his problem. But he's being brought to a group, and only through the connection with the others and reciprocal bestowal is he capable of starting to feel these things. And this is the hardest and most important thing. All the rest of the stages, starting with the feeling of transgression, then the correction, then the mitzvah itself, these are very rapid things, quick things, and relatively easy. The problem is the preliminary degree. Therefore, it says, 1,000 come into a room and one comes out into light. Only the first degree. Everyone simply gets stuck there. Everyone gets stuck there. They fall. They leave. They get thrown out in different forms and ways. This is the problem, the preparation. We don't understand. The time of preparation is actually you are preparing yourself for all the rest. We don't know. We're in this world, in this state of ours now. We're preparing ourselves for the degrees in the future to come in a thousand actions. Now is the time of preparation. Therefore, Baal HaSulam writes that later, when a person is on the different higher degrees, thanks to the preparation and the free choices here, it supports all the rest of the actions that are then it's called that you're acting freely. How can I freely if I'm on the degree of receiving in order to bestow on the degree of love? What free choice could there be? How can I work? Everything is revealed. Everything is open. I understand everything. And that which I don't understand, for sure, you're in the world of the Creator, in His palace, so to speak. But when the preparations and your previous transgressions are revealed, they give you the opportunity to be detached and free of Him on a such exalted state where you're entirely inside Him. Nonetheless, they give you the contrast against this, so to say, as if I'm independent, but this as if. This is the whole matter. It's hard to imagine this, but you simply understand that the preparation is something extremely important. If we're talking about the time of preparation, then on previous opportunities, you point out that 3 to 5 years is the time of preparation. This is what he says. I'm repeating what he writes. So the question is, I believe I'm also asking you, if it does not depend on the root of the soul, it's time of preparation. No advancement depends on the root of the soul if you are a man. If you're a beast, say you're an angel. A beast means angel, because it is operated from above. If you are not a beast, but a man, it all depends on you. That's it. If you're an angel, then you're operated. It's possible that the Creator has sent you to us here as an angel. And then you go through stages where you don't have to work on them or here and there a bit. It's a role. The second part of the question, which is more important for me, does the Zohar affect the pace of advancement during the time of preparation? Otherwise, why are we? So it shortens the 3 to 5 years, or is it still 3 to 5 years? It shortens the times between now, immediately, this instant, or in a few incarnations. As simple as that. I don't know. This is what it means. I have toiled and I have found. Exert yourself and you'll find and you'll receive how much? As much as you need corresponding to your soul. No one knows in advance. The salvation of the Creator is It comes instantaneously. It's like the exodus. Prepare yourselves, we're leaving. And an absolute dark, in a rush. If you want to enter this state, which is very unpleasant, then please. Yes. And then, on page 115 still, and then they can receive all the goodness in the thought of creation, and along with it, they're rewarded with a solid adhesion with Him. Because through the work in the Torah and Mitzvot, they have been rewarded with equivalence of form with their Maker. This is deemed the end of correction. And then, since there will no longer be a need for the evil Sita Acha, it will be eliminated from the earth and death shall cease forever. And all the work and the Torah and Mitzvot that was given to the world during the 6,000 years of the existence of the world, and to each person for the duration of one's 70 years of life, are to bring them to the end of correction, the above-mentioned equivalence of form. The issue of the formation and extension of the system of klipot and impurity from His Holiness has also been thoroughly clarified now. Now it had to be in order to extend by it the creation of the bodies, which would then be corrected through the Torah and Mitzvot. And if our bodies, with their corrupted will to receive, were not extended through the impure system, we would never be able to correct it. For one cannot correct that which is not in him. Meaning that precisely through the corrections of the corruptions can we understand the Creator, become like Him. The same as in our world, we will learn everything from our world. A child, he gradually builds the house out of cubes, puts together a puzzle, different forms. It all comes through the corruption and correction. He breaks. He needs to know what's on the inside. He puts these things back together from the corrupted form into the corrected one, and this is how he advances. And it's the same with us. We have to know what is a transgression, what is a corruption, what is the breaking, how to correct it, again and again and every time, and a more complex way, more connected, more broken. In short, the attainment, the understanding, it comes from the whole, which is the Creator, to the unwhole, which is the creature, and the greater the gap between them and the different forms and corporations, whole, unwhole, then we achieve the wisdom. The wisdom, it comes through the connection between them and the distance and the contrast between them. The chokhmah is the power of ma. And therefore, as the more corrupted, dissembled, confused, dark, blurry thing I get, where I understand nothing, confused, the complete opposite to wholeness and perfection, and I'm capable of starting due to my different efforts and opportunities that are before me to start from this unwholeness, to start and reach wholeness from the state where the darkness will shine like the light, putting together all the parts to that one source. It means that I reached understanding of who is the creator that has created the corruption. Bria, Baal Madriga, meaning creation, outside of the degree. He has created nothing but that, the opposite form to himself, and he has given me the opportunity through the right correction to get to know him. And there's no other way to do it, so there's nothing to complain about the heart states. They come in order for us through their correction for us to detect their wholeness, to find their wholeness. Item 13. And then we still need to understand how the will to receive for oneself, which is so flawed and corrupted, could extend from and be in the thought of creation and in self, whose unity is beyond words and beyond description. The thing is that by the very thought to create the souls, his thought completed everything, for he does not need an act, as do we. Instantaneously, all the souls and worlds that were destined to be created emerged, filled with all the delight and pleasure and gentleness he had planned for them in the final perfection that the souls were intended to receive at the end of correction, after the will to receive in the souls has been fully corrected and was turned into pure bestowal in complete equivalence of form with the emanator. This is so because in his eternalness, past, present, and future are as one. The future is as the present, and there is no such thing as time in him. Hence, there was never an issue of a corrupted will to receive in its separated state in En Sof. On the contrary, that equivalence of form destined to be revealed at the end of correction appeared instantly in the infinite. And our sages said about that, before the world was created, there were he is one, and his name one. For the separated form and the will to receive had not been revealed in reality of the souls that emerged in the thought of creation. Rather, they were cleaved onto him in equivalence of form by way of he is one and his name one. Questions.
Meaning, the Creator initially, within this creation that he had created, he feels, he sees, seemingly that we can speak from his side, yes? You understand, we can never really speak from his side. And also here that we say, with respect to him, this occurs this way and that. Rather, what is meant that we revealed within our vessels that with respect to the Creator, through our vessels, this is how it occurs. How can we do this? How can we reveal this? Rather, Kabbalists who come to the whole correction, there they discover that initially this whole state is present. And thus they reveal this within them. What do they reveal? That with respect to this wholeness in which the thought of creation is present, there is nothing outside of this. Everything will be clarified in thought, clarified with respect to the Creator, as well, that nothing is needed more than the thought to any action which is not in thought. That's how we reveal our ability to understand what the Creator is, what this force is, what this system is, what is the awareness here. Once more, this is only within the creature, as the substance and the form dressed in the substance, not in abstract form and not in essence. This is how souls attain this. But they attain that this form alone is what exists, and all the rest of the forms are lesser than the whole form. They don't exist, rather only with respect to the souls, which reveal these souls that they have an opportunity to add something from their side to this wholeness. Not that there is some deficiency in the wholeness, rather it's an addition from within that soul which can add yet another something, and not add to the wholeness which the Creator created, but from within the sensation of the deficiency in her, in that soul, which that deficiency does not harm the souls with respect to the Creator. Rather, the souls themselves attain this state. They feel themselves in adhesion with Him. He Himself, surely if we can speak from the side of the souls which reveal this sensation, feel adhered to Him. Meaning the corruption and the correction is only with respect to the souls and not with respect to the Creator. He does not need this. Despite that in our words we're always saying, yes, He expects and He cries and He hopes and He wishes for it. But this is how it is revealed with respect to the souls, in different forms, different perspectives, in order to complete ourselves, to bring us to wholeness. Of course, we can speak about this quite a bit, philosophize about it, about what's revealed afterwards. But this illuminates to man, and then he understands. That's it? Or... okay. What ideal from man's work can we understand from here? That with respect to the Creator and the whole reality. I mean, what he's telling us here, that all the deficiencies are in us and not in Him. That we have to correct ourselves, and then we'll feel the wholeness in which we are presently in the perfect manner. There's no words here. You can speak many words. They're simply of no use. I hope that now that we are preparing ourselves for the event in 1 month, in February, where we're gathered all together, that we'll accumulate such an intensity of force that we'll be able to feel this, because the entire spiritual reality is attained in the connection between the souls, yes? Between the souls and not in the souls themselves. There is felt only the ego, the corporal world alone. The spiritual world is sensed, is felt in the connection between the souls. And this is attained qualitatively. You know, even 10 people could be enough. 10 souls could be enough, ideally. Or it could be attained quantitatively. Yes, could not be attained in quality, so it could be attained in quantity. Unity times quantity gives a certain measure of intensity, a force. So I hope in the unity that we are directing ourselves toward, that we are intending ourselves towards, that will connect with veterans and new people learning. We connect with everyone, and each one from this connection will felt what is attained, and this can truly jump us forwards to understanding and sensation of the additional reality which we are in. It's all attained only in connection. This is the spiritual vessel. That's it. So I hope we'll reach this. And in this, well, the announcement for the end on the 22nd of February, 6,000 people will reveal a new reality. The event of Zohar for All of 2010 is connecting to the most internal point in yourself. For more details, you can find in www.kabbalah.info. This is on 22nd and 24th of February, a short clip. I really want to invite everyone to our holiday, to this event of 2010, the Zohar event. This type of event forms a reality. It gives birth to a new experience. Open up the gates of heavens with opening the Zohar to return home. Everyone's doing this together and expecting his reality to change. How can you let go of such a thing, give up such a thing? I very much hope that we'll all meet there. Please come. We'll end here, everyone. Have a great, wonderful day.
שמות באות רק ממקום אחד כל הנשמות בעצם נשמה אחת כל האנשים היום כל כך מבולבלים מפחדים ובגדול הם מרגישים תקועים זהו כפר גלובלי הקשר וירטואלי כולם צריכים להתחבר, כולם צריכים להתאחד, זה רק שינוי מנטלי, גם אם ממש לא בא לי, אם טוב לי או רע לי, אם לא נפתח את הלב, נגלה רק כאב, אז בוא תהיה ריאלי. Let's go.